This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
But you know what? It's not just the Mad Wednesday Radiothon today.
No.
There's more about today than just that. Because today is the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, Biphobia, and Intersex Phobia. It's Ida Hobbit. And we have the lovely Michelle Shepherd here with us. I almost said Melissa.
Only because we'd been talking about it. That's what you got introduced as.
Earlier today, we were at an event, and she was called Melissa Shepherd, and I did start laughing.
I did too.
What would you prefer?
Oh, I'm Michelle. Like, that's the thing.
No, but do you think maybe just for the one day you'd
just
like
for the
to be
one
Melissa?
Day, just go for another name. I'll just keep changing my
Miranda.
Name like every so many months.
Miranda Shepherd.
Miranda, why not?
It was really funny because there was a whole group of people up the back that went, Michelle. Like, you could just hear it. It was hilarious.
Because so many people there knew who I was. Because most of them knew me before transition and after transition. And I'm sitting there with Ro Allen who's sitting next to me, and Ro just starts cracking up, and I'm like just nudging Ro as well.
Well, what was interesting today is that you were, you know, talking about transitioning and your life, and you were doing it in your local area, which I, you know, we see you speaking around here, there and everywhere, all around Melbourne, but when it's actually in your hometown,
what
was that like?
Which is where?
My hometown is in Melton. And it was we're at the city council there, and they put on an event because they're really trying to be, since they're such a central location within the western of Melbourne, they're trying to reach out to the wider west and become sort of that gateway of the LGBT community.
Aren't you impressed by that?
I'm very impressed, and I've been working very closely with them because they tried something last year for the first time, and they had very little engagement, very few people who represented the community were there, and I was the only one. I was invited because of my children. Well, first off, being a resident and also my children going to school there, the school invited me. But then they approached me afterward because they've been trying to reach out to me for quite some time because of my work here at Joy.
Well, today was a fantastic event. There was a huge turnout of lots of different members of the community. And we had both Ro Allen and you and some other people up there and talking about their lived experiences, which I think was, it would have been a whole new conversation for people to hear, really.
Oh, God, yeah.
One of the things I enjoyed the most was there was a lot of questions and answers that were going on. And it was really interesting because we don't really have that anymore. We're in these circles where we hear the same kind of questions over and over again. We hear the same things everywhere. And it was so nice to hear people trying to figure out how to talk to you or what questions to ask. And what I love as well about Melissa, no, Michelle, what I love is you really do just go, there's no question off limits, just ask it. It's fine.
That's what I've done so well.
Isn't that the way to learn, isn't it? And it's the way you ask a question as to in what way I'm going to respond to it, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I've always had the motto of my reaction to a situation will determine its outcome. And so if somebody goes and says the wrong things, you know, if I attack them and make a spectacle of it, of course they're not going to ask me the questions back, and they're going to actually, it's going to be a spill-in effect to the next trans person that they deal with. And we've got this policy or politics these days of let's be offended by everything. And I go, well, you know something? That pushes people, every person I've ever met, away. And I've had some of the burliest blokes of blue-collar society come up to me, shake hands, go, oh, I've met others like you, mate. You're a bit all right. You're one of my favorite.
Yeah.
And they won't ask me about my tattoos on my shoulder.
In some ways, and we've all had that, you know, in whatever varying degrees and in whatever, you know, however you live your life. In an ideal world, I wouldn't be approached or asked a question like that. But you've got to look at it from that perspective, I believe, as well, that they are learning, they are trying to educate themselves, they are trying to let you fit in, and vice versa, we've got to let them fit in as well.
Exactly.
And and I know this is very cliche, but all get along, you know, is the idea, isn't it?
Exactly.
What about on Tuesday night? And I'd love you, Michelle, to obviously join in with us. It is Radiothon. We are trying to get people to renew their membership or, in fact, become a member or donate. An event like that. We've seen
the vigil
for the gay men and bi men in Chechnya. We'd both, Tina and I, had seen that Facebook group online. And both of us thought we need to get them on as a guest to let us know more about that event. Mm. You are involved in lots of events, Michelle, and having the mouthpiece that is Joy is invaluable, isn't it?
Completely invaluable. Like I said before on another show, for me, coming out as a trans woman, it's so different than you being gay. Like,
completely.
You know, you can walk down the street dressed the way you are, walking with your child.
Sure.
And no one's going to say anything or question anything whatsoever, calling you daddy and all those things. Well, my daughter is walking with me, who are 11, 7. I'm going to get daddy, and I sure as hell don't look like a daddy on many levels. And so I'm very out. Like, I get outed every minute of the day. So when I came out, it was hard for me to find a place I fit in. And when I came to Joy as a guest, because of how different I approached everything, I was immediately greeted and said, "Can you please stay?" And from there, I found a new home.
Yeah.
That being here was a good springboard to get me where I needed to and give me support by a wider community. And as soon as I walk around anywhere now these days, I have people kind of going, "Michelle, Michelle, Michelle," just because of my involvement here at Joy.
And that's obviously when we're doing these shows, this show, each and every show, we obviously hope that for the listeners that they find somewhere that they can belong, that they've found a voice that they can call, you know, familiarity with. And that's why keeping Joy on the air, keeping the equipment going, keeping those outside broadcasts and all that sort of thing.
It all matters.
It all matters so much. It all costs money. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's many different ways that you can become a member. We have lots of different membership types. If you're under 18, there's a one that's nice, $22, a concession membership. Or you can do an individual or even a family or business one.
And obviously, bearing in mind, it's Joy. That family membership is whatever your family is.
Exactly.
You know, whatever your family's
I actually got one last year, and I included my mum and dad's dog, my niece, my nephew, you know, just my, I made the my family unit, whatever it was.
Well, I will say tonight, between now and the time I go off air with you guys, if anybody's listening, normally I would go and charge $500 for a 2-hour session for somebody's organization to do training for sensitivity and gender and diverse. If someone makes a $250 donation between now and the time I leave air, I will come in and do that training for their organization.
Amazing.
That's absolutely wonderful. But it's not just Radiothon. Today's also Ida Hobbit Day.
Ida Hobbit. I'm a bit bigger than a hobbit.
Yeah, well, you're more Gandalf size, really.
I really am.
In comparison.
I just need a big-ass beard and I'll be all right. I love the way Ro put it the other night at the government house. And she goes, you know, it's going off the theme, the Hobbit. You know, we obviously don't get a choice in our acronyms here, you know, unfortunately. But it was the story of, you know, we're looking at Lord of the Rings and how they're going this long journey, trying to escape all these crazy creatures, get rid of the forces of evil, just get rid of rings. And we're going through this crazy journey to go through the mystical creatures to actually keep the rings.
Yeah.
So it was just unbelievable.
It was the perfect analogy. I mean, it always gets interesting. People say, is it Idaho? Is it Ida Hobbit? Is it Ida? This. But the important thing is to remember that there's so many different parts of the community that, I mean, I've got to be clear, aren't just gay and aren't just lesbian. Mm-hmm. We get the lion's share, let's be honest. We get the bigger piece of the pie that need to be heard and need to have their stories heard. And that's what I really, really enjoyed about the event today that you were speaking at. Because people were really engaging. Lots of different people from the local community were asking questions, were trying to understand, you know, whether it was people talking about things in relation to their own family or their children, or just business owners and members of the police force, just wanting to get some better understanding on everything. It was just great.
It was great when the police force came up to me and really wanted to talk, and he was telling me how he's an out gay man of like 30 years and working in the police force, and just loved what I was, you know, talking about. And one of the things I try to do since coming out is I really try to pay attention to the landscape of what's going on. And I've seen the things that we've been doing all this time and thinking, well, every year we're doing the same thing. Well, we got a wheel again, and this year instead of being brown, we'll make it beige.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be the same thing over and over and over. And it's almost like that definition of insanity, expecting a different result.
It's true. It's true. But that's one of the good things about Joy. Joy always has lots of different voices. Joy really pushes for the diversity, whether it's male, female, young, old. We've got the youth show coming up after us.
And they want more.
And they always want more.
This is not
voices.
The ones shows that are on now are, you know, shows that can that rest every now and again. If you're out there and thinking, I don't know if Joy is for me, then you can get your own show on. You can go through the channels to get your own voice on.
Absolutely.
Joy.
Come do the Taste of Radio course. Yep. Come and be involved. Michelle, thank you so much
thank you,
for coming and joining us today.
We know how busy you are, so good on you.
We really appreciate it. Happy Ida Hobbit and happy Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.